And we are back with BRX Pro Tips. Stone Peyton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, it's not every time that we have a show concept strategy session that people immediately say, where you been all my life? Where do I sign? How do we get started? Sometimes there are questions. Sometimes there are objections. What counsel, if any, do we have to offer in terms of anticipating and addressing some objections that we may come across?
Well, the key element to objections is not to get defensive about it. And you want to just address all of the objections very matter-of-factly. You've heard it before. You're not afraid of it. You have an answer for it. And just call them out on it. Just say, this is the answer. Don't duck any question, whether it comes to money, whether it comes to competition, whether it comes from whatever. It doesn't matter. Don't duck it. Just matter-of-factly address it. And a lot of times it's a good idea to just call their bluff and say, you know what? You mentioned that competitor. You should really consider working with that competitor. You know, maybe where you're at today, that's a better fit. You know, so don't duck anything. Just deal with it straight on. I mean, you're the king of this stuff.
Well, I don't know about that, but I have been exposed to what I think are some pretty powerful and productive sales mechanics, if you will. And one of the disciplines that I would recommend is when you do get an objection, whether it be around any of that stuff, time, energy, money, my recommendation would be to isolate and verify the concern, meaning make sure that it is a real concern and not just a smokescreen. And the best tool for that I know of is to just take it away and say, well, if you weren't concerned about the price, then would you consider doing this? Or if you weren't concerned about Aunt Mabel's surgery. And what you'll find is if it is a genuine concern, they'll say, oh, yeah, man, if it wasn't for that, I'd be all over it. But if it's really more of a smokescreen, they'll kind of hedge and say, well, yeah, there's that and blah, blah, blah. And then at least you don't waste time and energy chasing down a concern or an objection that doesn't really exist. So you might try that out sometime just to kind of streamline the process and keep everyone honest in the conversation. Just kind of keep that follow-up question in your back pocket if you weren't concerned. But I like your advice too, what you said. Man, just don't be defensive about it. Just address the concern. And maybe one way to address it is we're not the best fit. You know, be willing to explore that too.